high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Yes, it's that time. We've got Hayden in the studio.
Hello.
Morena.
Morena.
How are you?
Good. Yeah, really good.
Nice
good.
To have you back.
Thank you.
And very important time to be talking drugs.
Yes.
We're deep in festival season now. Yeah. I bet yous are all very, very busy.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy recently because we had we were at Laneway.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We also had this really huge week before Laneway doing drug checking, which was awesome, actually. It's really cool that, like, it's just the norm now for lots of people to go get their drugs checked.
Yeah, I guess it's good that it's busy.
Really good. Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. And we actually just recently moved offices as well, which is where we do our drug checking clinics. So we're now in the heart of Grey Lynn. We're kind of right next to Mitre 10, which is the one next to Farrow down on Richmond Road.
Yep.
So yeah, if people want to come and visit us and get something checked, we're just there.
Oh,
cool. It's a way better space with way more kind of rooms for people to go get things checked. So yeah, we're really stoked to be in there. But
cool.
Yeah, it's busy times.
Yep, Splore coming up. Lots more festivals on the horizon. Mm. And today we're talking all about pressed MDMA pills.
Yes.
Because you said there's been a little bit in the news about this recently.
Yeah. So we kind of put out a little bit of a warning. We didn't want to kind of like go alert, alert, but it was just kind of something we've been noticing, which is that by far the most pressed pills that we test, most pressed pills that we test that people bring in as MDMA have more than one dose in them. And it's a pattern we've seen for quite a while now, but one that we've kind of seen increasing. And it's something that I don't think people know, because you kind of, if you're used to taking like pharmaceutical drugs, you think like one pill is one dose. That's kind of the whole point.
Yeah.
But that's definitely not the way that, you know, pills on the illicit market work. So pressed pills, we've been seeing anything from kind of like two up to like, you know, crazy amounts of doses, you know, five doses.
Oh my God.
So I guess we wanted to just get the word out around kind of what to look out for, and also really, as we say all the time, to encourage people to get their drugs checked as well.
Yeah.
So maybe we should talk a bit about kind of the types of MDMA we do see and the differences. So I think it's funny, whenever we do media on MDMA, there's this kind of funny stock image that like the media outlets use, and it's these like very obviously fake kind of pressed pills that are all colourful, because that's what kind of the, I guess, the mainstream or kind of stereotypical idea of MDMA is. The reality is actually that it's only 10% of the MDMA we see is in pressed pill form.
Right.
Most, by far, the most MDMA we see through the door is now rocks or crystals or powder. And so usually that comes in a baggie, and it's actually always different colours as well. So it can be kind of usually whitish, but sometimes brown, or sometimes kind of a tinge of another colour that's been put in there. And that portion, so your kind of rocks, crystals, powders, that is most of the time it turns out when we test it to be what people expect. So only about 10% of that form over the last 3 years has been not what people expected. Pressed pills, on the other hand, the chances of it being not what you expect actually doubles according to our data. So 20% of the pressed pills that we've checked over the last 3 years haven't been what people expected. It's kind of obvious when you think about it. So a pressed pill, in order to like stay together and kind of have a nice color and a nice design, most of what you're buying isn't MDMA.
Yeah.
It's actually filler and binder. And the problem with that, so usually filler and binder, it's generally not that harmful. It can cause a few issues if you're snorting it, if you're kind of crushing and snorting it, but if you're swallowing it, most fillers and binders are fine. But the problem with it is then you don't actually know how much of the active ingredient is in that pill. And this is where this kind of dose issue comes in. And the other issue is it can be completely inconsistent between pills, like in a batch.
Right. So even if you got one pill sort of crushed up and tested to see how much was in it, it's not necessarily going to be the same as what you've got in the rest of your
totally
bag of pills.
Yeah, yeah. So even like if you got a bag of pills, say, each pill could be wildly different in terms of dose.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. So, and then the other thing is that is something called we call the chocolate chip cookie effect. So even within one pill, the active ingredient won't be evenly spread throughout.
Right.
So if you're splitting a pill in half, for example, one half could actually have all the MDMA and the other half could have nothing.
Mm.
All of these things mean that pressed pills kind of aren't the way to go if you want to take MDMA.
Yeah, it kind of just seems like you're better to go for rocks and...
Totally, yeah. From our data, that is the safer option. I would still say definitely get it checked if you're getting rocks because we still do see, you know, other things pop up in that. But we see far more, both kind of higher dose pills but also just other stuff in pressed pills. So we've seen examples of just other drugs being in there as well. Mm. But we don't like to just say like don't do a thing because that's not like the harm reduction approach. So we like to kind of give information to people so that they can stay safer if they are choosing to do a thing. That's like our whole ethos in Kaupapa. Mm. So if you do have pressed pills that you think are MDMA, number one, come and get them checked. So what we do when we check them is we will usually try and take a representative sample of the pill or if you're okay with it, we'll crush up the whole pill and give it a good mix so that we can get a good representative sample. We are then able to test it and give you a really rough approximation of how many doses we think are in there because our spectrometer testing machine gives us a bit of a breakdown of what it finds. So it'll say, you know, this is roughly got this many parts MDMA, this many parts of this filler. And so based on that and the weight of the pill, we're able to kind of say this is maybe like 1.5 to 2.5 doses or 2 to 3 doses.
Mm.
And we base that on a common dose of 100 milligrams, which everyone will have a different dose that they feel is right for them, but that's kind of like our standard dose that we use. And then that will give you kind of a good indication for that pill.
Mm.
And it'll help you kind of know for the other pills as well. But generally, getting it tested is the number one advice. The second piece of advice that we give is always crush and mix a pill before you kind of measure it out or take it. So again, as I was saying before, that chocolate chip cookie effect means that your active ingredient could be all on one side of the pill. So if you're like sharing a pill with a friend or you've come into drug checking, you've found out there's probably 2 doses of MDMA in there, you're going to want to crush and mix it really well before kind of splitting it out into doses.
But then it's like you might as well just have rocks anyway.
Yes.
Chuck it totally. In a parachute and call it a day.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, and as I say, like we didn't want to kind of like ring the bell too loud on this because actually most MDMA we do see is in rock form or crystal form.
Yeah.
And 90% of it turns out to be what people expect, which is good. Yeah.
Do you think people have a bit of a bias from the media from seeing those like kind of stock images of the colourful pills? Do you think people think that MDMA is usually in that form?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I think people who maybe took drugs in the 90s and are now like, you know... taking their kids to school
and doing the journalism on the drugs
have an idea of what it was like in the in the kind of pill era.
Yes.
Definitely there was still powders and rocks and stuff going around then, but I think the like pills and pressed pills were much more common. And it's funny, in Australia for some reason they call their drug testing although it's more limited than they do here, they call it pill testing. Mm-hmm. So it's yeah, it's funny. I think it is just a kind of a stereotype of what drugs are and what drugs look like.
Yeah. And I can also understand for someone who's not super familiar that the idea of a sort of pressed pill feels more official and tidy than like rocks and powders that could be cut along different supply chains and stuff. So it almost feels like a safer option for someone who's quite new to
it. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you're totally right. It does, and it's kind of like, it's a bit more cute. Like it's kind of closer to, I don't know.
Like a paracetamol or something.
Yeah, or even like a lolly or something. Because they, you know, they're bright colours. They've got like usually like funny, like they're pressed into a funny pattern. You know, we see like Louis Vuittons or like
Mercedes Benz.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse. You know, like there's lots of these kind of cute things. And that's part of why they press pills. It's like a marketing thing, right? But yeah, no, it turns out
you're the other way around.
You're more likely to be buying crap. Like if you're buying press pills, you're buying a bunch of filler and potentially other stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe some MDMA.
And also they're just, it sounds like they're so much less predictable.
Yes,
you know?
Totally.
I mean, 5 doses in some of them, that's getting to quite a dangerous amount.
Yeah. So I guess we should talk a little bit just quickly around like, maybe knowing the signs of overamping. So if people have taken like too much of a dose. So overamping is what we call basically like a stimulant overdose. So MDMA is a stimulant. And so overamping is basically your body like working too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You could have trouble breathing. You could feel really anxious. You could feel really sweaty and jittery.
Yep.
Feel really hot as well. A lot of overamping can be helped by like getting people to like a calm, quiet place, giving them water, cooling them down.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely if that's like not helping, do call 111 because it can get much more serious.
Yeah.
We've got really good information on kind of overamping on the level and how to respond to it.
Yeah.
I think it is something that, if you're taking MDMA, especially if you're taking press pills, just to be aware of and to keep an eye on people for those signs, so that you can act quickly. And always, like, if you're calling 111 and you're asking for an ambulance, like always give them the full information, because that'll make sure that the person gets the help that they need. You know, you won't get in trouble. It's really important that you say that, you know, they've taken MDMA, we don't know how much.
Just quickly before we sign off, for people heading to Splore, which is probably the next sort of bigger festival in our region, do we know what sort of drug testing will be available?
Question. We're not doing drug checking there. I'm not sure if Know Your Stuff are either.
Okay.
But if you go on the level.org.nz, there's a full calendar. And actually what we've kind of noticed is quite often people prefer to get stuff checked
prior, especially because
like once you're in a festival, you kind of just want to like go and enjoy yourself. You don't want to, you know, do some admin, you know?
Yeah.
So there'll be heaps, you know, we check 5 days a week out of the office. There's weekend clinics most weekends as well. Yeah.
Cool. And you're super accessible in that new space. So
Yeah. Come and say hi.
Head on down.
Yeah.
Get them tested. Be ready. Just be prepared.
Mm.
That's the one. Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Hayden.
No worries. Thank you.
That was What's the Buzz?
You.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by the level.org.nz. Straight up drug info.